Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Definitely. Okay. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I'm going to vote by mail.
By mail?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? Asian, Hispanic, white, Caucasian, African-American, or other race? Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure, speak to all ages. 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66 to 75.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Chris Knuckle. Do you recognize the name, Chris Knuckle?
Yes.
How would you rate him? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, yes.
Gabriel Papadopoulos, do you recognize the name?
No.
Jack Mariano?
No.
Kamala Harris?
Not
very
favorable.
Okay, no. So very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
The next one, Mike Fasano. How would you rate Mike Fasano?
He's favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very, very favorable.
And the last two, Lisa Jaeger.
Don't know.
Never heard of? Okay. And Christina Fitzpatrick.
Don't know.
Never heard of. Okay, thank you. Now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
Say again.
If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, will you vote for Michelle Mandarin or John Legge?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But if you had to choose today, imagine the elections were held today. Which candidate are you leaning towards, Michelle Mandarin or John Legge? Michelle Mandarin. Okay. If the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Lisa Jaeger, Christina Fitzpatrick, or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
The first one.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Lisa Jaeger?
Yes.
Definitely. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Gina Finocchiaro or Jack Mariano?
Jack Mariano.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano?
Probably.
And we're 85% now. This is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Jaeger and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Jaeger, you can indicate it as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail.
Nothing,
okay. And you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Very conservative.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, college graduate with an associate, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
Some college.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.